So were you worried about her that day at school?
Yes. Who wouldn't be worried about their child? Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But nothing. You know how people get started talking and can't. Saying things and did nothing about them.
So nothing bad happened here in Roswell on that day?
No.
Well, that's good.
The white people were nice. They were real nice.
And what were the schools like before that? What were the black schools like in general, though? Or I guess, was it just one school?
One school.
What was that school like?
Well, it was...
Where was the school?
Where was it?
Mm-hmm.
It was out from where we live. It was...
What was the school that Pat and Bo went to?
Huh?
Where was the school where Pat and Bo went to? And I went my elementary school year. Where did black kids go to school?
Alpharetta.
And what was the name of that school? You remember?
Oh, Lord. What was the name of that school?
Bailey what?
Huh?
Bailey what?
Bailey Johnson. Mm-hmm.
So you had to go all the way to Alpharetta.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And it was elementary and high school together.
Wow.
Mm. So that was in a black community then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so they were bused?
Did you ride buses?
Your children were bused to school?
Not then.
Yeah, we were bused when we went to Alpharetta.
Oh, yeah. We couldn't walk up there.
Okay. And then the white kids went to school in town?
No, why did they?
Yes, because the white kids went to the schools in Roswell. Because, you know, it was Roswell Elementary right across. I could have walked.
So Roswell had only white schools in it for
right.
a long time.
Wow. There were small black schools at one time, real small black one-room schools at one time. But then they built a school in Alpharetta. And it took on kids from Sandy Springs, Duluth, Sheltonsville, as they call it then, Alpharetta, and Roswell.
Wow.
So it was like four or five different small towns that the black kids were bused to school.
Hmm.
Wow.
Interesting. I see. And then what was it like after integration? After the schools were integrated, what was school like then here?
Do you think your kids got a good education after integration, or do you think it was better before integration? Because some people say we got a better education when it was all black schools. What do you think?
Really, I think if the kid really wanted to get an education, I think it kind of helped them, I think, to my notion.
It kind of what?
Mm-hmm.
It kind. What did you say you think?
I think it helped the black kids.
Okay. So it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You think integration was a good thing then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To my notion, man.
Do you think you thought it was better with?
What did you think? What did you enjoy more?
Yes and no. We have more opportunities to do things. And I guess the biggest hurt I got and realized was that when I got to Roswell High, I found out we had been using secondhand books. And we were kind of behind as far as, I guess, in some of our lessons as far as math, English, and stuff, because we were using secondhand books or a later date book. But I guess the good thing was that we had a few teachers that took time with us after school, because that year it was only 8 blacks that went to Roswell High, because integration had just started, but the school hadn't closed in Alpharetta.